This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report on Thursday, the 24th of September. I'm Sarah Stollart. So what about the US market reaction to those woes at Volkswagen? Well, earlier I spoke to Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics.
It certainly has been distressing that a company which is quite iconic to Germany turned out for so long to be misleading not only its users, but its investors and its employees about a long-standing scam. So it's very disruptive to a big company in a country that's trying to be Europe's leader in a period where Europe is being buffeted by all these problems from Greece to immigration. So it's not helping people's thoughts about business in general or Europe in particular.
And it's not just Volkswagen, it's other car makers as well.
Unfortunately, the automobile business has had decades and decades of dragging its feet regarding a lot of things that they should do, and it hasn't been the most honest company. We can go back to the 1960s with these scandals about unsafe at any speed, referring to products of the Ford Motor Company. So you have that, and this is just the latest of a long litany of a very important, very large, very powerful, but very troubled global industry.
And what do you think this means for the future of diesel cars in the United States?
It's never been particularly strong unless oil prices are very high. I would think now you're not sure if the software in your machine is even working, and you don't know if the value of your car has any value. And if this is more a diesel than an auto-related problem, you certainly don't want to buy a car that is going to have a stain on it in the resale market. People are going to probably be suing Volkswagen because their vehicles have now lost value in the resale market, so they've been hurt.
And generally on Wall Street today, what kind of a day has it been?
The market was down and did pare its losses, even though the little bit of national news was pretty good, particularly regarding unemployment insurance claims. You did have a large and globally sensitive equipment maker, Caterpillar, announced it's having tough times. And so people were probably thinking, well, if Caterpillar is saying things are getting tough, that's another sign that the global market's getting tough. So it's a good reason to sell, and I think that's what happened.
Carrie Leahy there. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5% at 16,201. And at the end of the day in London, the 100-share index was down 1.2% at 5,961.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.